Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today with new breasts, Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Yes, I got my moobs. I got a double D now, people. Yes.
Me too. Based off of all the butter I've had this week, my moobs are coming in nicely. Today we're talking about Vanderpump Rules. Before we get into that, next week we got the Golden Crappies. Come join us virtually with Kizwe. We are going to be live streaming the show. And if you can't even make it for that, then don't worry. The replay will be available for 2 weeks after the Golden Crappies. Golden Crappies are on February 27th. Many guests, many people. If you are a Patreon member, there will be a pre-party. More details about that are coming soon. Keep an eye out on Patreon. We'll be quipping about that. Also, in addition to that, Patreon is where we have bonus episodes. So we are doing Traders recaps. We got two more episodes of the Traders coming up before the season is over. So keep an eye over there for that. Also, Patreon is where our newsletter lives. This is a free thing. You don't even have to be a Patreon member. It's just where you find it. So that is a weekly newsletter that Ronnie has been churning out, doing wonderful work there. We have an ad-free feed if you want to listen to the podcast without ads on Patreon. We have video on Patreon. And you know what we also have on Patreon? A lot of love. So go check out patreon.com/watchmorecrappens. And then lastly, two things. Go vote for the Crappens, for the Crappies, forgot to mention. That's at watchmorecrappens.com. So that's where you can vote. It's also where you can find the Kizwe links, etc. So go vote because the categories are really fun. I can't wait to see who the winners are. And lastly, this weekend, we're going to the Miami, the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, where we're going to be performing on Saturday as part of a whole podcast lineup. So come see us. Come see the other podcasts. We're going to have a great time. We'll be doing a crappy hour live from the festival. That is it. And today we are here with the penultimate episode of the season of Vanderpump Rules. What say you, Ronnie?
Penultimate. I can't believe it. Well, I was proud of these kids because, you know, finally Audrey's kind of coming out with a villainous personality, which I liked. Yeah. I mean, damn. I wasn't really expecting it from Audrey, but
it's about time.
They need one. They need a strong villain. I don't know that I'm going to give her a Stassi crown or anything like that, but they needed a villain on this show. And I think that she is, you know, pretty promising so far.
Hard to say. I mean, Vanderpump Rules famously is the lazy Susan of awfulness. And so Audrey somehow had not gotten on to the spinny circle. And finally, she's here. She arrived. So she had an awful moment. But you're right. There actually really is no, like, arch villain on this show. There are just people who act badly, who you get annoyed at, but then it sort of moves on to someone else.
I don't think any of them are villains. Is that an age thing that I'm like, they're all cute, sweet kids. Like, I don't really have a problem with anybody. I think they're all nice.
Every time I think that there's a villain, it winds up being someone else. I thought Marcus was going to be a villain. I thought maybe Kim was going to be a villain. I thought Angelica was looking like she was turning into the villain. And no one's, Venus maybe was a villain at one point.
They're all pretty nice. And you would think that that would mean the show sucks, but it doesn't. I'm enjoying it. So we start with Angelica, and the camera, of course, starts on her rack because she's got new boobs and she went big. She's like, woohoo, my boob job was a success. I went from an A cup to a double D. I told my doctor I wanted to stay at like a C, but then I was on the surgical table and I was like, go big or go home. So I did it. I did it. I'm looking forward to these things like bouncing.
People, the best part about this was the larger context of watching this on TV, because we go from Summer House, which ends with Kyle and Amanda in bed and coming, I have such anxiety. I feel like I'm losing you. And it's like, but I just want you to stop drinking. And I will sleep on it. Like a marriage falling apart under the weight of expectations and burgeoning alcoholism. And it's like very serious. And then we literally within 30 seconds hear, my boob job was a success. It was just such a pivot.
Really amazing. Really just expanding under the weight of her new burden, you know, just loving it. So it was nice. Yeah. So she calls Kim, which we all do when we get back in town, because who doesn't want to hear this right when you come? Like, hi, back in town. Hey. That bundle of energy.
Yeah. Real sunshine over there. So Angelica's like, oh my, I know, I got my boobs. Anyway, I can't like wait to like move. My place looks like an absolute disaster. My ex didn't leave it in the best way. And basically he's moved out. And she's like, she says that he moved all his stuff out while she was away in Houston. And Angelica says, so much has changed. My ex moved out. I found a new place. And I mean, hello, boobs. I'm a new person. Boobs.
Now you're a person with bigger boobs. So she's going to move in 4 days and is asking what she missed. And Kim's like, I mean, Natalie and Jason are making out again. So I guess there's that one. And then we see a flashback to Natalie and Jason making out in the bar. And her friend just behind them being like.
Yeah. Angelica's like, she's probably like ovulating. I mean, honestly, I want to hump everything when I'm ovulating. How's Audrey? Kim's like, I kind of was hearing that her and Chris may have ended things. Yeah.
Let's go flashback to Paso. And where Audrey's like, I told you my biggest fear in this would be like, if it wasn't genuine from you. And he's like, but yeah, but like, I'm like, I want us.
And then we see a flashback of Audrey having a consult with Parker, who's like, do you even want to be with him? Gross. And then they have their drinks at Universal and break up.
Yeah.
Really a true love story. It brings a tear to the eye. So Angelica says,
you know, with the whole miscommunication stuff that we had in the beginning, I really thought we were just going to be like enemies or something. And then we see the flashback to them fighting and Angelica being like, you're not a girl's girl, though. And every time there's a dick in the room, you immediately need that validation. That's what it feels like.
So now Angelica says, you know what? If Audrey and Chris are like not on great terms, I feel like she's like really going to need her girlfriends. That's me. And Kim's like, well, everybody's going to be so excited to see your boobies. Shane's really going to be excited to see them. Huh? Yes. And we see flashbacks of Shane and talking about the boobs and everything. And so Angelica says, I've been gone for like a while. I wonder if anyone missed me and my new boobs. I've got new boobs, guys. Oh my God.
So now Natalie is parking her car next to Jason, and he's like, well, here comes the love of my life. Like, what's up, sugar mama? I'm in love with her now. We're in a relationship. She's like, I'm asleep, and like, I've been working, so. So we see him, like, being totally into her and her not really getting it.
There's so many flashbacks. I never really realized how many flashbacks they throw at us on this show. Until I'm seeing how many flashbacks are.
Yeah.
When we go back through it. So they go into this place that's like an art studio. It's like this really fun art studio called like A Shot of Art. And Jason's like, you smell banging, by the way. I smell God. Yeah. Like, what is that? That's Gucci. Wow. That's cool. So they come to this place and the instructor's like, here, you know, you're going to like put on these suits and you're going to make art and everything. And Jason tells us, this is my first date gone wrong with Angelica. I'm like, really cautious on where I take girls. Hey, remember that time when we went and did like martial arts? Let's have another flashback of that. Okay, we're back. So now we're gonna do our. And then there's just silence.
Oh, I thought you said now we're gonna do our. I thought you paused. I actually came back to the screen to see if you were on pause. Like I said, now we're gonna do our .. I was like,
oh, no, they're gonna do
where,
art.
Where, I wonder where Ben's going with this.
No, but that silence probably really reflected what was going on in their heads because I don't associate art with Vanderpump Rules. If anything, this is sort of like the origin story for that awful Bubba art that plagued us for so many years in Katie and Tom's apartment.
Yeah, well, they're gonna do art, you guys. They're gonna do pouring art, which is where you put a bunch of paint in a cup and you pour it. That's the art that I do. It's the kind of art that I love. Done a lot of it. It's harder than it looks. Okay, So they just pour paint, and then the instructor's like, "Wow, I really like what you're doing, guys. Like, it's a free for all. And I like how, like, you're so delicate and detailed, but then you're so crazy." And Natalie's like, oh my God, that describes us like perfectly, right? He's like, yeah, that is so us. Like, he already knows us as a couple. That's crazy. I wonder what our kids are going to pour like. Wow. Your colors are tasty. Oh my God. I hope paint's not bad for skin. Boop. I got some on your nose.
He puts so much blue paint on the tip of her nose. I would be like, I would hate that. So Natalie is like, okay, that's enough. This looks like really pretty. I think we did a good job. Yeah, it looks good. Okay, so what did you think about that beach party that we went to? Remember? Hey, you know what we need? Another flashback. Okay, we're back. And Natalie's like, yeah, I just love that we can just like do that. Like we can just like make out. And the next day we're not like, what was that? Right. And he's like, yeah, it wasn't weird or anything. By the way, what was that? No. Yeah. It was just like, that was like hilarious. Wasn't that so funny? Yeah. That was sick. Yeah. You know, having friendships with straight men is like not always easy because there's always that moment where the guy develops feelings and then the friendship becomes complicated. But then like with Jason, as he's been like the sweetest guy. And I just feel like I could have asked, like, he's like the sweetest guy I could have ever asked for coming out of a breakup. It's just like been so fun and lighthearted. But the funny part is, did I even break up with anyone? Have I been in a relationship all this time? What was that breakup? What is she talking about? He's the sweetest guy to come out of a breakup. Who did she break up with?
She had just broken up with the guy when the show started.
The older guy?
Yeah, remember she broke up with, I think she broke up with the older guy, and then that's why the other chick was mad at her because she was also dating the older guy.
Okay, yeah, that was, I feel like that was so long ago that like I just, it just feels like this far into the season for her to be like, he's the sweetest guy to come out of a breakup with. It just feels like a weird thread to keep, to pick back up when we haven't talked about that guy since the first episode. I feel like we should have had more of that. We should have seen him, by the way.
Well, he was in a motorcycle accident, so he's been off recovering someplace, you know, being 50 about it.
This show is shameless. They'll take a camera anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe Vanderpump wasn't like, get out here in your body cast and fuck somebody. Listen, it's the first time a 50-year-old will be able to stay hard on this show, all right? Bring it on. I really like that he's the one who's like, oh, yeah, but like, I think we're together. And he's like, so should we talk about the other night? She's like, that was sick, wasn't it? Like, we just like made out. We don't even have to talk about it. He's like, I thought we were talking.
I know. He's like trying to be like,
thank God, it's a guy I don't have to talk to about anything. And he's like, yeah, I think that we're basically together now. So
then the instructor's like, okay, now you guys are going to throw paint at each other. And so then they start spinning and throwing paint and stuff. And he's like, what is this? Are we dating now? So she's like, that was insane. Oh my God. Like they are. He's like, yeah. There's a very potential spark here, and I'm down for this to be a more regular thing. Yeah. So then they're still spinning and painting. And she's like, oh my God, I love this. This is like so fun. I love being on this platonic afternoon experience with you. Oh my God, so fun. Yeah, we're like in love.
He's like, I just wanted to show you how serious I am by this relation about this relationship by like wearing Bert hair in my confessional.
Yeah. Notice how my hair is up when we talk. But like, it's like down in my confessional because like, that's what life is, going up and down, right?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Now we go over to Audrey and Venus hanging out and she is making tea and she spills a tea bag and she goes, oh my God, I spilled the tea bag all over the place. Like it ripped in half. And just as you knew he would, just as ever, it's like, what do you think Venus is going to say to that? And of course, right on schedule, he's like, oh my God, I just taught Natalie what teabagging was.
And then that was the moment that I patted myself on the back for being a great uncle because I was watching this episode with my niece. And so and I was like, oh,
did you have to have the teabagging conversation?
No, she really wasn't paying attention. She was like reading like manga or something like that. So Audrey was like, she's like, what? Oh my God. She didn't know what that meant. He's like, yeah, she said that like a guy hit her in the face with his nuts. And I was like, that's teabagging. And she said, oh, I didn't know that's what that was. And Audrey was like, that's something I feel like Natalie would know. Am I right? That's going to go in the act. It's going in the act. All right. Let's sit down over here, which is also the only place we can sit down. It's the only seating in the entire place.
He's like, oh my God, I love a tea sesh. I love tea sesh. Yeah. So do you want to see like more of the ideas I have for gay pride? Because I'm decorating it. And she's like, oh my God, yes. Yeah, well, I was definitely thinking we could get these big ass blow up rubber duckies and we put like gay pride shit on them. I'm just going to be fucking fierce.
He's really leaning into the rubber ducky motif he was talking about last week. He's like, Lisa gave me a budget of $500. And I'm just like, oh my God, you can do like so much with that. He's like, period. My pride budget is $500, but I spent $250 on my own, you know, because I bought like a big blow up unicorn for the pool floaty and like water guns for the toys and like tons of streamers. So I spent like $750 on pride and it's like a little bit of like my dignity. Like, so I just have to make sure this money really, really goes far as possible. I'm like, well, you can go to the supermarket and you can buy a head of lettuce and some cookies, and that'll probably take up $236 of your budget.
I was craving caramel the other day for some reason, and so I got Lindt chocolate balls, like caramel balls or whatever. They were $12, okay?
And crazy. I got this.
I know. So I got them and I was thinking, oh, well, that's nice. I mean, I guess it's fancy. Treat yourself, you know, it was that kind of thing. So I got home. There were like 10 balls in there. I was like, these were more than a dollar per piece of candy. Come on.
It's insane.
Come on. So anyway, Audrey's like, speaking of dignity, I'm getting an opportunity to do stand-up comedy next week. I'm so excited because a friend of mine was like, I know you talked about comedy before and I have an opening. You want to do it? And I was like, yeah. So she tells us that she came to be an actress, but, you know, like comedy just popped out of nowhere. And like that takes no effort. So I'm going to do that.
I know, right? That's just what you want to hear. She's like, I think like putting myself on as many stages as possible and just like going, making like more, making me more of like a diverse talent, you know? Cause like if you can stand up on like a stage in front of people and be like dance monkey, I think you could like do anything, honestly. I'm like, maybe, I don't know. But this was good because I think we did in this area here get to see footage of her as like a teenager or like a tween doing like dances on the stage, like
yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna use stand up to bring up everyone's bullshit. I'm like, I'm gonna call him out like in a funny, lighthearted way. It's gonna be so good. He's like, well, if it comes to Angelica, we need to talk about her brain versus her education.
Yeah, because have you ever met someone who has a neuroscience degree but is actually stupid? That's going in the act. That's in the act. Put it in.
I kind of like that. She's like, I got an opportunity to stand up, so I'm just going to be an asshole to everybody.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, like in Paso, I was comforting her on the bus, and I actually saw like a soft side of her. And, you know, I thought she was showing reaction, like remorse for her actions towards the boys. But no. And then the next day, I never saw that remorse again. It's like the robot short-circuited for a second, and then the TV came back on, like the AI rebooted.
So I was just like, oh, by the way, I have to bring up the penis pump. And it's like, yes. Wait, are you going to do some like teabag content about how like you spill the tea across the counter? No. Okay. Just a pitch.
Feel free to say like teabagging. Cause like that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just like, you know, like I told you about Chris, right? And Venus is like, so do you think that he still wants to be with you? He's like, well, based on the conversation in the bar, like, yeah. He was like, I want to do these romantic things for you. I do have strong feelings for you. Can you show me how to do limited magic at Universal? And I was like, I don't know. Like, that's like too much. Like, some people are born with it. Okay. And like afterwards, like me, him and Parker went back to like Jason's place. And like, I really enjoyed that. And I ended up staying there because I drank, but like nothing happened. It was like very PG. You know, and Venus is like, I'm bored. Can you wrap this up? I just want to know, are you going to stick with him or not?
Venus is the audience. So Audrey's like, yeah, he didn't push any boundaries. He's very mature. So now Venus comes to Sir basically in the shorts. I mean, you want to talk about someone who's AI. I think Venus would qualify. It's like, someone broke a teabag. Yeah, teabagging. Just talked about teabagging. Like, you know, someone says, like, what are you going to wear to work the next day? Short shorts that say trade on the back in big silver letters. Oh, my God.
So he walks in, he's like, hot and dangerous. And Angelica is walking up to Sir with her new boobs. I mean, it's like, hello. Yeah, I'm already at Sir. What are you doing? And Angelica's, I'm literally coming around the corner right now. You can get off the phone with me. So he walks in, he's like, holy guacamole, the boobies. Just stop.
Like, oh my God, you're making me nervous now. Stop. No, they look great. You know, like, sorry, I can't stop making eye contact with them.
Yeah, no, actually, like, look at them. Like, I spent so much on them, like, too much on them. Like, sorry, but my boobs are down here. See what I did? I inverted. That's the normal thing where I'm like, my eyes are up here. It's like the unsamble of the boobs. See what I'm doing right there? It's like a neuroscience thing.
So did we know that she's a swimsuit designer?
Yes. Yes.
I forgot that.
It was also back in, like, the early episode, like, when her first episode just was, they just have not talked about
it. She's like, I'm really into neuroscience and designing string bikinis. Love that for her. So she's brought swimsuits for the girls to wear as their uniforms. And wow. I would quit, obviously. Yeah. Well, everybody would quit if they had to see me walk out in one of those.
Does she know the number of gay men that will be trickling through this restaurant? Like, is this really going to be the most effective uniform? for the day.
Well, have you been down? You've been down. We were down there recently. So, no, this is not for gay people. This is for, like, straight girls who are like, oh, my God, we love making out with gay people once a year. Let's go to the Abbey.
Yeah, exactly. So Venus says that as the host of Pride, he has plans for everyone. Angelica's going to be providing her swimsuit line for everyone, and Marcus is going to DJ. His storyline continues. And guess what? We have a flashback of Marcus wanting to be a DJ, and we're back. Venus says that Chris, Shane, and Jason are going to be the strippers. So then we see that, like, Venus had proposed that idea to them. He's like, yeah, you'll have your muscles out. It'll bring all the gays in.
Straight guys, as usual. Straight guys, strippers. Yep. It's fitting, actually. So then we go, Venus is like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I've already wasted my trade shorts today. Like, what else do I have? And Angelica's like, I'll put an order right now for a Speedo. Like, we can have a couple. I want to see Shane in a Speedo. Does he wear a small? And he's like, that man is built. He's huge.
Don't be saying all that. So Demi, Natalie, and Audrey walk in, and Demi's like, okay, I'm here to see the twins. Oh, my God. Whoa, wowie, wow. What did you do? Oh, my goodness. It's like two bald-headed guys are stuffed into your front. And Doug's like, oh, my God, yeah, they're, like, really stiff. Can you massage them, please, for me? Oh, my God.
She's like, her boobs enter the room before she does. I mean, they look insane, like, in the best way possible. Very big. They're really, really big. She's like, it doesn't hurt, though. So they start, Natalie starts, like, pushing him in. They're, like, feeling him really hard. They're like, yeah, they are hard. Oh, my God. These are, like, really, really hard. Jesus Christ. What are these, like, buoys? Are these cement buoys? What did you get put in there?
Well, something I did not realize is that when you get boobs, you have to massage them. You have to break them in. And so you have to, like, that's why she's like, oh, I have to massage them. I have to squeeze them to, like, make them whatever they need to be, more natural feeling or whatever, or sort of assimilate.
Well, so welcome to having a wiener.
Audrey goes, I love your new boobs, but, like, you're not a new person just because you have new boobs. They just make you hotter. Going in the act. Put that in the act. So Angelica says, guys, I got swimsuits for you guys. Okay. So they're like, they all change into swimsuits and they come out. They basically, it looks like they're wearing, like, two checkers on their boobs and, like, like a little cocktail napkin over their vajayjay.
these are crazy. So they do, like, a little fashion show and do cartwheels and stuff. And Angelica's like, oh, my God, is that Audrey Bombshell? Like, if I had that dream body, it would look just like Audrey's. And Audrey's like, I'm going to eviscerate her later. How dare she? And Venus is, of course, like, oh, my God, I can't breathe. I think I'm straight now.
Demi tells us, I don't know how we're going to work in these. We're going to be serving people food, not vagina. You can have that one, Audrey. So they're
spoken like someone who's only been working at Vanderpump Rules in the recent times, because they used to come to work dressed like they did serve vagina. Vagina. Yep. Why did I say it like that? Who says it like that on this show? Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. But yeah, now they're all, like, in black. Now they dress like stage managers. But back in the day, remember, they'd be like, do I have to wear this to work?
Yes, darling. Nothing is more vulnerable than a freezing poor person. Now put on your panties and go serve some goat cheese balls.
Yeah, they were definitely wearing oversized handkerchiefs. So Angelica is, like, very happy. And Venus is like, put some bronzers on those legs, girl. And then we go to Kim's apartment where she's working out and the dog comes over to sniff her. And then we go to Jason and Chris and they go to Vibe Dance Studio where they're going to meet up with Natalie, because Natalie is going to be singing her song Passengers for Pride. And in case you don't know, that's the song that goes like this. Yeah, I like that. Jason,
when
Jason.
Venus asked me to sing my song Passenger at Pride, the answer was an automatic I was like, envision myself as a sexy pop star. Like, what better way to have two cute backup dancers with me? I mean, like, as long as they stand behind me and do everything I've seen them do, like, on our night out, we're good.
So this girl Rihanna comes in and she's, like, the choreographer, and she's, like, asking them about, like, dancing. And Chris is like, I mean, I could do a little two-step. And he starts showing up basically his stripper moves, and he's like, I could do this. He's like doing all these like doing that like push up thing that strippers do where they sort of like grind on the floor and then rise up like a snake or whatever. And Rihanna's like, No, that's
that's pretty amazing, though, what they can do. It's funny that they can't dance at all except to do, like, stripper moves. And their stripper moves are all those, like, slow motion, like, handstand, then, like, lowering yourself down into the worm. I mean, it's pretty amazing physically what they can do. But then when it comes to, like, doing, like, a touch step, they're like, what? No, I don't understand that. They're like, rhythm. They're like, no. And Rihanna does not care. She's like, yeah, that was terrible. No, I hate that.
She's like, no.
That's terrible.
No. Nope. You just ask Chris if he's ever dropped a girl as a stripper. And he's like, yeah, well, there was this one bachelor who was on my motorcycle, a.k.a. the hot seat, a.k.a. my dick. And I was, you know, I obviously had to pick her up off the motorcycle. And that's why I do a little bit of my moves, like, and then, like, I just throw hips into her. And then, like, I almost dropped her. But I, like, got away with it. And I did one of these, and then I, like, let her sit down. It was pretty cool.
So, yeah, I've dropped someone, but then I fucked her I air fucked her after. So it was okay.
Yeah.
So now Natalie's like, I'm just going to use a hair clip as a mic. I mean, the audience thanks you. Yes. So Rhiannon's like, okay, 1, 2, 3. Nope. Hate it. Terrible. Hate it. You guys are really, really bad at this.
Yeah. They just keep on messing up. So ultimately, Chris and Jason leave, and Chris is like, yeah, okay, well, we really killed that, you know? Like, we just have to practice a little bit more, but, like, we're going to be really good. I just have, like, a problem with the But he's like, the hardest part for him is, like, when he has to move his head, like, 3 inches at a time. He's like, how do I do that? So then they
get into the car and have, like, a super serious conversation, guys.
Yeah.
So Jason's like, anyway, dude, after that, I'm really feeling Natalie's energy. Like, she's got a big heart. And if she feels loved and she feels safe around you, she's going to open up. So, like, I'm waiting. Like, I'm like, here for the open up moment. He's like, oh, yeah, I love that. Not going to lie. Like, I'm really liking her because she's fun. She's affectionate. She goes with the flow. I'm really attracted to that.
Jason goes, so how are you feeling about Audrey? He's like, I mean, we're kind of back to where we were both before because, like, we hashed out at the bar and, like, I needed to prove to her that, like, you know, I do this and I, you know, and like, we're like really locked in or just where our heads are at. But like, we seem to be on the same page now. But like, I was just thinking about like how us traveling so much this summer and like being like not being with each other is going to affect things. So basically he's saying, yeah, that whole like romantic monologue I gave at Universal Studios. I think I want to walk that back a little bit because it did occur to me. I am going to be traveling and I am going to be going to Bali and I am going to be fucking wild bitches. So yeah, maybe I am not all in.
Yeah, but he's also, like, Audrey's not really that into him and told him flat out. So they're both kind of sitting there in the car. It's like two dumb hookers telling each other exactly, you know? They're like, yeah, she's into me. Yeah, she is into you, bro. I think this girl might be too into me. Yeah, she is too into you, bro. It's like the girls aren't really into you guys. I'm sorry. And I know it's hard to understand because you really are fine. So I don't know what it is, but it's cute watching them, like, be sensitive with each other. And, the little one, Jason, like, even does his eyebrows. He does, like, a Days of Our Lives eyebrow where one goes down and one goes up. And he's like, I really feel for you, bro. And he's like, yeah, thanks, bro. Want me to suck your dick right now? Should I suck your dick right now? There was that moment kind of at the end of the scene. I was like, I need to see that head of bobbin. Bob.
Yeah. I also like how, again, just like so blatantly obvious that they're not actual bartenders at Sir, because once the show is done shooting, he's going to go gallivant around Europe and Bali for like a few months, which is not what one does when you have a full-time job. So, man, I feel for you.
And
so
Chris is like, I mean, a lot of people always say the phrase like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But like, why the fuck not? I think we all deserve cake. Like, why can't we eat our own fucking cake? I mean, why the fuck do you even have a cake if you're not going to eat the cake? I don't eat cake, but you know, still.
Yeah. I love Chris grappling with this metaphor. Chris,
what? Just grappling with a very common phrase. Just watching his head get twisted up over it. What? Why are we so upset about cake?
Why can't I have my cake? I can't have, if I eat it, don't I have, haven't I just had it? No, you don't have your cake. And once you eat it, you no longer have cake on your plate. You've eaten it all.
I know it took me a long time to understand that phrase too.
I think it's like a young thing. When you're young, you're like, this is such a stupid phrase. Am I right? Like, you know, like, because we all interpret it as having is the same as eating. And then you realize that it's something deeper, more profound. It's about physical possession.
commercials. Here comes one right now.
Anywho, now we go to a place called La Rochelle Restaurant, where Audrey goes to meet Sarah Colonna, a comedian. So Audrey is like, I'm so excited. I've wanted to do stand-up for so long, for at least like 3 weeks. And it's just like, it's so freaking terrifying. I just want to like push myself and just like do it. And
Sarah's like, blink twice if you need help. How much did they pay you to do this, Sarah girl? Sarah's just like, oh God. Just a look on her face. She's like, oh God. Okay. Yeah, it's good to know that it's terrified going in. Okay, that's good to know. She's honest about that. What the fuck am I doing here? Am I working for a free fucking sandwich? Is that where I have fallen to? Get me the fuck out of here.
So she tells us, performing live is like not a first for me. I did a little bit of theater growing up, and here's where you see the footage of me like dancing in like a seventh grade production of Anything Goes. And like, I just feel lucky that I don't have stage fright, but like, I'm still like nervous that like I'm being myself and like you're taking risk. And like, is the audience going to like you? I hope they do. That's how I'm going to make sure Mary Faith is there. I'm going to tell her, Mary Faith, you have to laugh at me. You have to. So
she's like, okay. And she goes, yeah, do you have any specific pointers you want your 22-year-old self getting into stand-up? Like, what do you want to tell? Okay, well, look, just if it doesn't go the way that you expect it to, it's not the end of the world. You're just a terrible comedian because you've made no effort until now, okay? It doesn't mean you'll always be a terrible comedian, even though you will be. Are you following me so far? Do you want to write any of this down? Okay, so just have fun, tell things that are, you know, funny, because that would be good. Maybe be original. Just from the look of you, that's going to be difficult, but you can try. Okay, now there's so many people doing comedy, and the best way to be original is to, I don't know, be yourself. Unless, of course, you're you. So if you're a Xerox copy, I don't know, maybe make some Xerox jokes. I don't know. What do you want from me? How long is this thing going to be? This is painful.
Oh, my God. I have so many crazy stories. Yeah, but, like, they're not stories about, like, how your friend, like, slept with someone and then things like that, right? Like, it's, like, more interesting than that. No. Yeah, it's like not about like your friend's penis pumps. Like it's got to be elevated stuff, right? No, yeah, no. A lot of good stories. My lore goes back centuries. Like there was the time that like Mary Faith gave me a brush for the horse and I was like, "No, Mary Faith, like that's funny, right? That's that funny? That's funny?"
I love
my lore goes back centuries.
Sarah's just like, looking at her like, "Mhm."
So, okay. Like, so what kind of stuff
goes back longer than that right now?
Yeah, this feels like it's been centuries. So go ahead. Go ahead and give me some of these jokes. She goes, okay, well, I definitely want to include stories about my personal life. Like also, I have a lot of friends that are going to be there, like, you know, like especially coworkers. Like, I want to take my opportunity to roast them because, you know, people love like waiters with inside jokes.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's a great idea. Is my time up? Is it okay? I can go now, right? No, I still have another 10 minutes with this girl. Okay. Tell me more. Give me more of your content.
Yeah. Great. For an example, like one of the girls in the audience is my coworker and we had this argument one time and like, I want to dig at that somehow, you know, like either doing some kind of crowd work or maybe I'm like, hey, you like my tattoos? You like my hair? My friend's a slut, you know, something like that. Do you think that could work? You know, cause like she needs male validation so much, you know, something like that. Like,
oh, needing male validations is one of the classic punchlines in comedy. Lean into that. That's great. I love that for you.
Yeah. Well, you're going to do great in comedy because 90% of it is denigrating women. So you're already five steps ahead.
Yeah, seriously. Sarah just looks miserable. And Audrey's like, yeah, I hope they just like take it well, you know? Like, I just think that it's like really funny. And like, I don't know, like some of them are crazy, like, but maybe they'll walk out. Like, I don't know, like hopefully not. And Sarah's like, yeah. You don't seem like someone who's trying to be mean. I don't know. I'm just trying to say something to move the scene along. I've got no stakes in the game. Okay.
Could you maybe explain to the audience what your roots are doing? I'm just confused.
What show am I shooting right now anyway?
Where's Jax? So Audrey's like, yeah, hopefully they take it well because some of them are crazy, but some of them will walk out. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully the slut doesn't walk out. She probably won't because there will be a lot of men in the club.
She needs male validation. We call that a callback. Yeah, no, I know what a callback is.
Now we go to Angelica and Natalie and they're walking and Natalie's like, oh my God, I wish the sun was out. It's like, yeah, I know. It's been like cloudy, but tomorrow's going to be really hot. I love talking about the weather with you. Oh. So they go to Something About Her, little restaurant, yes, in West Hollywood.
Yes. So they Angelica orders the Kate. And Natalie's like, I love a BLT. Can I do mine without avocado though? Oh my God, this is like crazy. Okay, I got it. Okay. So tell me, what's going on, Angelica? She's like,
I probably have been like a little too active since surgery. Like I moved the last couple of days. Like the day I was like moving yesterday, like, oh my God, my ex stopped by the house and I was like, oh my God, my ex is here. And he's been like actively checking on me and being like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, we were on the strip. Like, did anything happen? You know, like all these like really fun updates for everyone to hear about.
Watching these girls eat those sandwiches was hilarious because on this show, you don't see anybody eating, but these sandwiches are humongous. They're huge. They're bigger than their heads. Which I don't remember, but were they really that big? They are humongous. And Angelica's not touching hers, and Natalie's like loving it. You know,
she's actually eating it. In like Teddy Mellencamp. She is stuffing her face, and like no matter how many bites she takes, there's still so much sandwich left. And you can also see the fillings coming out the sides. It's like definitely one of those sandwiches where the more you eat it, the more it comes out the back. So eventually you have to like rotate it around and take some bites out of the back. Otherwise it's going to fall off, and then you have to rotate it all the way back around. And I have a weird sandwich where there's like the majority of your bites in the front, but then there's like a weird shark bite at the back of your sandwich. And she's totally going through that.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, well, you can't stay friends with your exes. Like, I mean, duh. She's like, oh my God, you're so right. Like, I was so delulu. So now they're talking about how Angelica's already seeing a new guy. And she's like, yeah, and it's becoming like really serious. Like, I'm literally picking him up from LAX tomorrow and he's going to spend the night.
I don't want to be heartless, but that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Okay. Cause you know that like that saying that like healing is not like a straight line. It's like a wobbly line. It's like crazy. She's just like looking for love anywhere she can find it. I mean, picking a guy up from LAX, that's cray cray.
Yeah, but like he travels for work and he's just like so excited to pick up the bill. And I'm not used to that because I always pick up the bill.
Oh.
Poor
what?
Angelica.
You're way too hot to be always picking up the bill. What is going on? How does anybody stay in this town? What are we even doing here? I'm leaving again.
When I was in my last relationship, I had like met the man of my dreams and I was thinking like, how is it that a guy like this is single? Like, why is he single when like I'm single? So then like after Shane broke up with me, he was like the first person I messaged like, hello, do you remember me? New boobs.
Mm. So Natalie's like, yeah, but by the way, what's going on with Shane, by the way?
I don't know. It's like so weird now because he like went from like wanting to like be romantic that like cutting that off the moment that I had any emotions.
I'm like, it wasn't that you had any emotions, is that you were being totally, you know, gossipy and full of drama with the whole incest thing, which is a funny thing to say. But yeah, she's like,
I had emotions, you dummy. What?
Yeah, well, he was, like, even coming on to me the other day. She goes, wait a minute, Shane was coming on to you again? Like, do I need to, like, stab you? I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Neuroscience joke. Oh, seriously, like, you're going to trail backwards just because I wasn't there for a week? Like, me leaving and going to Houston was supposed to make you miss me, not Natalie.
She's like, well, I went to this party and Audrey was there and Chris and Jason and me and Shane. And then I was just like catching up with him. And he was like, I feel like I'm talking to the Nat that I used to FaceTime and phone call with and like stuff like that. And then we see photos of him like kissing her cheek. And Angelica just says, ew.
Yeah, I asked Jason for permission to revisit this. And first of all, why would you have to like, he said that I asked Jason for permission. And I was like, ew, like, why would you have to ask Jason for permission? Because like me and Jason aren't even anything like, and Angelica's like,
wait, you guys seem like a thing for like that. Like, I thought you guys were a thing.
She's like, no, it's like not a thing though. Like, it's just like a thing. Like we kiss and then did art. Like, that's it though. Like.
Yeah, because like anyone when I'm drunk, I mean, he wasn't matching my energy and I was like, woohoo, Jason, you know, I mean, that's it. It was just that day. So I don't know. I just do what I want to. She goes, yeah, but Shane told me pretty horrible things, I'm sure. Yeah, because he was like, I feel like I never have anything to say to Nat because she doesn't like intellectually stimulate me. Okay. Damn. Burn.
Yeah. So Nat is like, to me, that's like an inside thought. But if she wants to tell me that, it's like not really going to hurt my feelings because I'm really busy eating this sandwich. It like will not go down. Like it's just like a lot of sandwich. But like I know that like she liked him for like 5 days. Like,
yeah. So Angelica says she doesn't want to be bothered. But they had a great connection and he stopped it for no reason and it hurt. And now we get Lisa coming in her shift. It's, she's like, oh, hello. Anything happening? I should know. Audrey, nothing. All right. Well, that's good, I guess. Just lean on the heat lamp. Oh, did you burn yourself? It's a heat lamp, you goddamn idiot. All right. Where's a broken male for me to discuss things with?
Oh, Venus, I need to talk to you quickly. All right. No, quickly. You're supposed to speak quickly so I can move on to someone else. Oh, okay. Are you prepared for Pride?
I'm fully prepared. I just washed my trade shorts, so I'll be able to use them again. I'm doing amazing.
Good. This event has to be amazing. Not you, darling. Have you put out all the flyers? Where did the rubber duckies go?
Also, I'd appreciate it if you didn't wear shorts that say trade to the restaurant. We don't like to be that obvious here. subtle human trafficking, it's sir. All right, my darling. All right, now, tell me about flyers. The magical way to get people into the restaurant. Flyers.
He's like, well, I think me and all the girls are going to go out Friday night. And we're going to, like, pass them around to people. Like West Hollywood.
Friday night? How will anyone make plans?
It's a bit late, isn't it? Now, question, did you put out an advertisement in the personal ads? Ooh, that's the real way to reach people. Flyers and personal ads, very 2026.
AM radio, ever heard of it?
What about a telegraph?
So then we go to people working, and Jason is like, hey, you guys got a new host today. It's me. And Audrey's like, yeah, I got you. I'm going to train you. And then Shane walks,
hey, guys. And Angelica's like, hey, Shane, I heard some stuff about you that, like, made me kind of sad. And it wasn't just me who was sad. It was all three of us. New boobs.
What'd you hear about me?
So she takes him outside to have yet another discussion with someone she's not dating.
He's like, well, I gotta say, those boobs look incredible, baby. I'm sorry I can't keep my eyes up. Hold on. Let me put my arms up here so I can't see them. Let me just, wow, it's cool. Okay, what are we talking about again now? Wow.
You should be used to looking at me through my eyes. I mean, not that there was, like, anything that was going on between us. And Shane's like, ha, you do have beautiful eyes. And she goes, thank you, we appreciate it. Wow, she might even surpass me as the hottest person at Sir.
The producer says, you don't even work at Sir. He's like,
that doesn't matter. I hang out there, so I'm still the hottest one. Well, what happened in the last week while I was away? Like, you want to have something with Natalie now? What the heck? He's like, what happened? Well, we all went out. We ended up being a little friendly. We didn't do anything. We didn't make out. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, yeah, but, like, okay, let's go out. Let's go outside before this place gets really busy. He's like, whoa, we didn't make out.
Yeah, now they go to the back alley because actually we forgot that this started at the host stand, then went to a little bit away from the host stand, and now is in the back alley. God, they're such amateurs. Don't you know, go directly to the back alley?
Smoking alley every time. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, so they go to the back, and in the meantime, at the host stand, Jason's like, hey, Audrey, I'm really chatty. She goes, yeah, you can't do that here. You can't talk? I mean, you could talk to people as they walk in, but you just can't talk in general. He's like, really? Yeah, because like one person has to be here at all times. This is like the most important post in all of Hollywood, okay? And if you're talking, then you're not cleaning. And if you're not cleaning, then you're not dreaming. If you're not dreaming, you're not making on comedy. You hear what I'm saying?
So back to Angelica.
I thought you didn't even like Natalie. He's like, well, I think I was maybe kind of, were you lonely or something? Because I wasn't here. It's like, you know, it sounds so bitch-ass when you say it that way. Like, you're at a party, you're kind of alone, and we were just kind of linked up. And I don't know, I guess I feel like a dickhead about it.
You mean like a tool?
He's like, yeah. So then Audrey's like, hey, Jason, how are you and Natalie? Didn't you guys have a date? And he's like, we did. It was fun as hell. We were flirty and stuff. Made art, put blue paint on her nose. She got lead poisoning afterwards. It was great. And Andrew's like, yeah, well, Angelica talked to me today. Yeah, here's another, here comes our 500th flashback of the episode. Flashback to the talk. And we're back. And she said that Shane talked to you because he was going to ask you for your blessing to reopen things with Natalie.
Oh, God. He's like, what the fuck? Not even a single week ago, Shane told me you have my blessing, go after Natalie. So if he told me, hey, bro, I still have feelings for her, I wouldn't have done that. It feels very two-faced. And now I've wasted a painting date.
I know. So then in the alley, Shane's like, yeah, I am interested in you. Now that you brought the brush to my attention, I'm realizing I do still have some interest in you, Angelica. She's like, oh, I don't know. Meanwhile, she has just proclaimed that the guy she's picking up from LAX is like the love of her life, the most perfect man. But now she's like, maybe, Shane. He's like, you don't know? You don't know? She's like, no, not based on what you told me. So I started to talk to someone else. I'm in love. I'm getting married tomorrow.
He's already that serious? Whoa. I'm picking him up from LAX. Whoa, that's basically marriage. That's crazy.
He's
like, LAX.
This gets a bigger reaction to him probably than when he woke up at the hospital and they said, you've been shot 12 times. He's like, yeah, I know it. That's just what happens to hot people. But like, I'm picking a guy from LAX. Holy shit.
So shouldn't have had me when you had me. Doesn't he know that someone like me is not going to stay single for long? He had a window where I was available, and now he's got to get in the back of the line, buddy.
Lady, the moment he texts you and says, let's get ice cream, you are going to be there dressed as a cone. So Angelica's like, I'm rooting for you and Natalie to work out, though, so good luck. And he's like, wait, that's how it is? Are you kidding? Like, I don't get to touch the boobies?
No, I'm going inside now.
Meanwhile, Jason goes up to Natalie, and he's like, did Shane ask you to open up things with you again? And she's like, he was like, you look so good, I might revisit, ha, ha, ha. Like, it was something like that. Well, what did you say? I was like, I'm sure you would love that, wouldn't you? I mean, it's a very full circle. I was like, I don't know. I mean, So Shane comes up, and he's like, hey, guys. And Jason goes, what's up, bro, you sly little fox? He's like, hey.
And then they all start like making fun of Shane. Ha, 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 ha. Jason's like, hey, you want to go outside real quick? And she's like, oh, my God. So we're going back out to the alley already. So Natalie's like, what the actual fuck? Oh, my God. So they all go back outside. And now, and there, by the way, there's this security guard in the background who clearly, like, is there for production. Like, they have to have, like, security guard. And this person, she's just sitting there like, oh, God, these twits are out here arguing again. Why did I take this job?
So it's Jason and Shane. Jason's like, so Angelica said you were talking to Natalie some shit. I mean, is she making shit up? And he's like,
no, okay, well, let me just kind of explain.
No, but she said to Audrey that you talked about, like, you talked to me about.
Well, wait, we haven't talked yet. We haven't talked yet. So I haven't talked to you about it because we haven't talked yet. So
he's like, but that's what she said. So then Audrey just comes right out and she's like, okay, guys, I brought this up accidentally. I didn't mean to. Angelica was like, Shane wants to reopen things with Natalie. Sorry, okay?
Well, that's dramatic because in my mind, I wasn't even sure if it was something I was going to pursue yet. And I was just like, yeah, well, they just went on a date, you know, Jason and Natalie. And Jason's like, yeah. So it's like the last time I went on a date with Angelica, before I know it, you're macking on Angelica. And then I went on a date with Natalie. And then out of nowhere, you're like, you want Natalie back. So I was like, fuck.
So now Natalie comes out to the alley. They're still talking. And Shane's like, what's up? We're in a little bit of a debacle. She's like, why? Well, if you're open-minded with going out with Shane, then I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to step out. But, like, I'm going to be friends. She goes, we've always been friends. What are you even talking about?
No. I mean, we're friends. But, I mean, we made art. Like, that's kind of, like, that's romantic. That's, like, sick, bro. Like, that's, like, we're, like, in love, bro.
But I had a connection with Shane before, okay? And I didn't think we had a romantic connection. And I think we were just, like, having fun. I mean, that's the difference. Shane's like, well, it's not about you. It's about me and his friendship. She goes, okay, well, then bye. What am I even doing out here?
Yeah, she's like, oh, then I don't care. He's like, let's not be. It's not that dramatic. And Natalie's like, I'm just saying so that, like, what do you need from me? Like, why does anyone care if we go out? It's like, well, it's because you had just gone on a date. And so, like, maybe he was like, maybe I'm into her. And Natalie's like, who went on a date? I was just like, you guys went on an art date, right? She's like, I mean, we didn't go on a date, though. We just, like, do art. We threw paint at each other. And Jason's like, I thought it was a date, though.
How was that a date? Like, how was that a date? He's like, but I was starting to feel you. And then I was just like, okay, I'll see where your energy's at. And, like, it's cool. Like, remember when I put paint on your nose? That's, like, date. She's like, okay. And he goes, so we can just be friends. She goes, yay.
You know, she's like, that's what I thought we were. Jay's like, all right, cool. And Shane's like, huh, I still got some shit to talk about though. And Jason's like, okay, go after it, bro. And I was like, ew. She's like, you guys are both gross.
These stupid guys fighting over a girl they're not even dating. She's like, what's going on with the men on this show? It's three of them that think they're in a relationship with people. They're all these like Hollywood guys who are pretending to be in relationships for storylines. And the girls are like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
So then Jason tells Shane, well, go after it, bro. Like, go after Natalie. Go after it. So Natalie's like, what? Go after it? What, am I a dog? And just like, no. I'm just saying, do what you want to do. And she's like, no, at this point, I'm not interested in either one. And you know who gets to decide who I'm going to give my attention to? Lisa Vanderpump. So they need to just to stop.
I hate men. I hate them. I hate all of them. And you know what? I hate both of you right now. Okay? And you know what's even worse? I'm on the clock.
So Venus then shows up at a brewery. And
Lawless
Sluicy's place, and meets up with Marcus. Is that the Xena call? So they choose. They talk about. They get order some beers, and so Venus is like, I would love to get fucked up right now, but since Gay Pride is coming up, I just want to like preserve my slim waist and a fat ass. And Marcus says, well, this will be the first time the two of us have hung out in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, cheers to old times. You know, me and Venus's relationship is in an interesting place right now. It does feel good to have it go again. But like deep down, it's like still a little bit of like, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going on there for me personally, you know?
Okay, like, I want to tell you something, but no judgment. He's like, I mean, depends. You're talking to me. Like, I'm going to judge. I'm going. So he's like, well, Kimberly's made an executive decision about something that she's intending on doing with her body. Oh, my God, that bitch is getting a shit job.
No, she's going to stop taking something. Oh, my God, she's going to stop taking the bus to work. I knew that bitch was going to change. No, it's something about it's a pill that she's going to stop taking. A pill?
That bitch is going to stop taking birth control? What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, she already did. What? And so Venus is like, there's no way that Marcus is ready to have a baby. He sleeps on a mattress in the corner of his bedroom. So Venus is like, well, you need to wear a condom. He's like, that's not going to happen. So you pull out? Yeah, that's what we're thinking. It's like the new method for us. No problems.
Yeah, that's not going to work. And he's like, yeah, that doesn't stop a baby, okay? Do you want a child right now? Is that what you want? What the fuck are you thinking? Bitch, I love you, but you're definitely not ready for a baby, and neither is Kim.
He's like, but I've raised two dogs. He's like, I'm rooting for him, and let's be so for real. Until he becomes an adult, children are off the table because he is a walking toddler. That baby would be drinking a fucking Miller Lite.
Marcus is not listening. He's like, you know, I'm getting older. It's not time to wait until it's perfect anymore, you know? But, like, it would be cool to have, like, a new lineage that comes from my parents, you know? Like, to have a son that reminds me of my dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry about your dad, but that's not a reason to have a son, okay?
Yeah.
If anything, yeah, just have Guillermo take you out to ice cream or something. Do not bring a child into this world.
Or Peter. So Venus is there, but now they start complimenting each other for being better at communicating, and also like Kim and Marcus are communicating better too. And Marcus says the communication's gotten better, and Venus is like, yeah, well, I'm glad because I don't need any negativity at Pride. You and her better not be fighting. There better not be no weird shit at the season finale of Vanderpump Rules. Because if you have a fight at Pride during the season finale, I'll be so mad.
He's like, no, we're just there to celebrate your day, bro. He's like, well, I'm going to pray, you know, because I don't usually pray, but I'm going to pray for Kim. That's right. You better keep that dick out of Kim unless you got it covered.
And now we go to a comedy club called The First Run of Vanderpump Rules. Or I'm sorry, it's called Accidental Chaos. So Parker is there. He's like, oh my God, Audrey, I just saw Norris. Oh my God, it's gonna be amazing. My bangs are excited for you. It's gonna be so good. You're gonna roast everyone. It'll be so bad. It'll be amazing. Parker is such an agent of destruction because he's not a full-time cast member. He's just on the side telling Audrey to follow her worst impulses. And then he's just like laughing as like destruction follows.
He's like, fuck up. Who gives a fucking shit? Fuck. Because fuck, you're about to be fucking gross to everybody. I mean, it's going to fuck so bad. Go fuck. So Angelica comes and, you know, everybody comes. They're like, oh, my God, I'm so proud of her. She's amazing. She has so many hidden talents, you know, and everybody's like, wow, Audrey, you're going to do so great. And Natalie just ignores Jason. And he's like, I think it's a little fucked up that Natalie's snubbing me. Like, if anybody was to do snubbing, it's me. Justin Bieber hair right now in this testimonial. You know, like through all my past relationships, I've learned one thing. You'll never win an argument with a penis bump.
Yeah. And also, by the way, Chris shows up and he like kisses her on the lips, right? And you know, I think one thing that we forgot to mention was that like Jason was saying how Chris is so weird when it comes to women. Like one moment he's in, one moment he's out. Like this one time he did a porn with this girl and then he was like totally into her. But then she was like, let's travel the world. And he said, no, I can't, because what would the world think if I were dating a porn star? And it was just too bad.
Oh my God. Really, yes. Her. I forgot about that part.
We all
Chris
really
got
liked
all
her.
Moralistic. Yeah. He's like, he got all moralistic. He's like, oh my God, that girl who porn with me wants to date me. I'm way too classy for her.
Like, how could I even date a porn star? I mean, at least be my cousin first. So along those lines, Chris is like, oh, man, I hope she roasts the fuck out of me, because roasting is part of my love language. Just like the Italian New Jersey part of me. I love when people make fun of me.
I do not believe you, sir.
So Chris is like, I'm going to be dodging them like Mike Tyson, bro. And Audrey's like, I don't know. They may hit you pretty good. I've worked with a professional comic. Sarah Kalana, everybody. Sarah Kalana.
Sarah Kalana's at home just like, oh, God.
I don't. Please don't associate me with this. It wasn't me.
I didn't
me.
Even get to meet Lisa Vanderpump.
So the Shane walks up and he's got a girl on his arm. Like, ha, 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 ha. And everyone's like, oh my God. And Angelica's like, oh my God, showing up with another girl that is like so Shane of Shane. Like, Shane needs to learn that he's not going to have any access to my sandwich until I'm the only sandwich on his menu.
Are you thinking that you're still giving a confessional during the sandwich shop scene?
Like, that's where what did I that think. Because from? I was like, where'd the sandwich? Same. I think that's what it was. I think that she thought she was. They probably took it as a reaction. They're like, what did you think about Natalie saying that about Shane?
Well, her face was full of sandwich.
Yeah. What do you think about Shane?
He can't have my sandwich.
But out of context, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, I got lost here. Yeah, so she's talking about the sandwich, and then the MC is like, okay, next comedian coming up to Accidental Chaos. Has anybody heard of this club? Not me either. She's very special. It's her first time doing comedy. She's never done a Roots. It's Audrey, everybody. And I'm just like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's so intimidating. So it's my first time doing stand-up comedy. So give it up, y'all. Give it up. And they do. They're like, there's a lot of weird... straight guy energy in this crowd. Did you notice? And when at the end they're like, Audrey, Audrey, Audrey. You guys gonna tip over a car? What the fuck is happening at this club?
It did not feel like a real stand-up comedy show. It felt like a stand-up comedy show as written by the movies. Because you know when people do stand-up in the movies, they're always like awkward at first, but then when they start to do well, everyone starts laughing and cheering in a way that like people don't do it as clubs ever. So Audrey's like, okay guys, here comes this. The set is starting. Okay, I thought by starting off by telling you guys a little bit about myself, I'm blonde, I'm 22 years old, and you can draw a direct link between my jokes and Sarah Colonna. Thank you very much. Sarah's like, no, don't, just keep moving forward. I have a lot of tattoos. Yeah, so to the answer to your question, what you're all thinking, yes, my parents are really proud of the stripper I almost became. Thank you, that was a Colonna. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank my mentor, Sarah Colonna, for that one. She's like, ugh.
Does anyone mind if after every joke I just give a shout out to Sarah Colonna? Is that okay?
Yeah, so I dated a girl for 3 years, and after that, he transitioned into a man, which was, like, really weird for me. I was like, oh, my God, I just got dumped by both sexes. And then after him, though, like, I'm strictly dickly. Yeah, I'm only dating men now, which is really rough, especially out here in LA, because, like, everyone's a fuckboy, you guys. Like, everyone. Like, even my friends. Like, the one back there, Shane, yeah, he'll cry in the car listening to Frank Ocean while he's on the way to fuck two different girls in the same day. Yeah, and then he journals about it, and he'll be like, I'm really growing, only two today.
Hashtag cologne on that one. Okay. And then I have like some other friends that like these two right here, Marcus and Kim, they're dating and they're in love. And then they like had this fight and like where he said that he was falling out of love with her. And I was like, girl, this man isn't falling out of love with you. Okay. He looks like he pays for his gas in quarters. Right. See, it's quarters. It's a coin. I know you guys are used to Apple Pay, but it's like, so what you do is you take the coin, four quarters and a dollar. Just think about it. It's funny. It's really funny.
I mean, I thought she was doing okay.
She was doing actually okay.
Yeah. I thought she was doing a pretty good job for her first time. Right. So, she's like, yeah, I mean, like I was talking to the bartender cause free drinks, you know, oh, he's right over there. Yeah. He's great. I slept over at his house and I look over and there's like a penis pump. I mean, I was like, and the crowd is chanting penis pump, penis pump.
That was so weird. I feel like people don't do that in comedy clubs. So they're all chanting it. Angelica's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I left for 1 week and y'all get a sense of humor? Like, what? I was burned at the stake when I dared to say the words penis bump. And now Audrey's getting the whole crowd to chant it. If I got up on the stage and start chanting penis bump, I'd probably get tomatoes pelted at me. And those are not going in my sandwich that Shane can't eat until there's no sandwiches left for him to eat, until my sandwich is the only one left on the counter for him to eat. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, so I ended up telling my coworker, that girl over there, that dumb slut, about this penis pump. And she was like, okay, well, let me go tell everybody else about it. And I was like, girl, shut the fuck up. And so, like, next time I saw her, we were arguing about the penis pump. And halfway through, she's like, you're supporting the pump because you're, like, seeking male validation. And I was like, honey, you live with your ex.
And then all of a sudden, her stand-up set, which was going pretty well, just comes to a halt. It's like, wait, oh, that was a joke? Or you're just airing a grievance now. That was not a joke. And I was like, oh. Okay.
And it was the most obvious one, too. It's like a penis pump should be the easiest one to write jokes from and, like, roast the guys on that. But instead, she's like, yeah, that girl lives with her ex. And so Angelica's like, oh, okay. And Parker's just like, uh-oh. The gay is like, uh-oh. Like, I watered this plant and I watched it grow. Oh, God.
I am Seymour and she is literally Audrey too. So Audrey is like, I mean, that's not independence. That is emotional homelessness. Okay. Am I right? Everyone. Everyone's like, yeah. Okay. And you're calling me desperate, honey. You're negotiating bedtimes with someone that not only ruined your credit, but also your self-worth. Ha ha ha. Right, guys. Am I right? Am I right?
Everyone's like, oh, God. Ooh. Everyone's really uncomfortable. And Angelica's like, God. And she goes, yeah, I mean, don't worry. She's killing it on Instagram, though. She really is.
She's posting mirror selfies up there, being like, really reflecting on life nowadays. And I'm like, no, honey, you just found Facetune and symmetry. Okay.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Okay. Everyone's like, okay. Kim goes, that hurts. And Audrey's like, huh. Anyway. And so Angelica gets up to leave. And then they're like, no. And she's like, I don't want to be here. And Audrey's like, no, 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 don't leave. Okay, I'll see you later. Text your ex. I said hi. I was like, damn.
God, she just keeps going and going. She sucks. And I'm glad that the cast stood up to it. Well, at least behind her back so far.
Yeah, this was really shitty.
Kim's like, yeah, this is not girls supporting girls. And that's not funny. Like that. Yeah, that's not cool. Natalie's like, yeah, I mean, I feel bad, but she killed it. So that was fun.
So Angelica
leaves and Shane runs out and he's running. He's asking her boobs if they're okay. And she's like,
yeah. I mean, that was like a lie. He goes, yeah, but she was trying to start say some nice shit after, but then you left. You didn't give her a chance to say the nice stuff.
Yeah, clearly the nice stuff was coming around the corner.
Then Audrey's still going inside. Inside, she's like, yeah, I seek male validation, but at least I don't live with my ex and call it healing. Dumb bitch.
Girl, you're 22. Give it 6 months and then we'll see who's making these jokes, right?
Ugh.
Won't be long. So Angelica is like, I want to go. And so Shane walks away. She walks away from Shane. And that is the cliffhanger. So next week is Pride and this will all come to a head as it always does on Vanderpump Rules. Very exciting stuff.
Yikes. Okay, everybody. Thanks for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talif Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.